Thank you, Jesus. I just thank the Lord. There's no other place I'd rather be. Thank you, Jesus. Than with the saints. I just thank the Lord for our theme this year for the for the ministers and leadership conference is walk worthy of Jesus.
Right.
Walk worthy of Jesus. And I thank the Lord because yes, this is what the Lord Jesus Christ is calling for each and every one of us to do.
Right.
You don't have to be a leader or a minister or anybody else. You just need to be somebody that calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, a saint.
Right.
He said, walk worthy.
Walk
worthy of the calling that you have received.
Right.
So this is what we want to talk about on tonight. We're going to be coming from Colossians, the first chapter, of verses 9 through 13. That's where we're going to start. And it says, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened in all, with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness,
yes,
giving thanks unto the Father,
right,
which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light,
that's right,
who hath delivered us
right
from the power of darkness
right
and hath translated us unto the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood,
right,
even the forgiveness of sins. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. And we just want to make sure that we are all clear
right
that when we talk about the Father, we're talking about Jesus.
Right.
We thank the Lord Jesus Christ. He is his own Father.
Right.
He fathered himself.
That's
the
right.
Scripture said that he was found with child,
yep,
that Mary was found with child of the Holy Ghost.
Right. Right.
Jesus Christ said that he would send the Comforter,
right,
which is the Holy Ghost,
right,
which he would send in his
in
own
his
name.
That's right.
Jesus Christ is the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is God.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is his own Father.
Right.
So then when we say in verse 10, that you might walk worthy,
yes,
of the Lord, we're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. Right.
In the Amplified Bible, it defines walking worthy as displaying admirable character,
right,
moral courage, and personal integrity. But I like to say to please Jesus.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
You got to make Jesus happy.
Right.
You, Jesus has to look at you and be glad.
That's right.
You know, when we think about even just the relationship between a natural parent and their child, when you look at your child, you want to see something that makes you happy.
Right. Right. That's true.
You know, you want to feel like that you have raise them up,
right,
and that they're acting like what you raised them up to be.
Right.
You know, and we don't want to bring shame,
no,
even to our own natural parents.
Right.
We don't want to bring shame to
Jesus,
our parents. And so then we try the best that we can,
mm-hmm,
you know, to walk in a way,
right,
that pleases them.
Right.
Well, this is what Paul is asking for the saints to do.
Right.
If the Lord Jesus Christ is your Father,
right,
then you need to walk worthy.
Right.
Act like it.
Right.
Walk like it. Talk like it.
Yeah.
Live like it.
Yeah.
Dress like it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We got to live like Jesus Christ is our Father.
Right.
You know, because like the elder said, plenty of people can talk a whole lot of stuff.
Right.
word.
Right.
We can't just listen and talk about it and
right.
pontificate about
right.
it, how wonderful it is and
yep.
how nice it
right.
would be to do this and that.
Right.
We got to do it.
Right.
I mean, you got to walk it.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
In your everyday life, you
right.
got to live it.
Right.
You know, our former pastor, Bishop Johnson, used to always say, you know, holiness is a way of life and living.
Right.
That's why you don't see so many people breaking down the doors to get in here.
Right, right.
You know, because if there's a requirement.
Yeah,
you got to live a life.
Yeah.
You got to please Jesus.
Right.
It's not a talk walk.
Right.
It's a walk walk.
Right.
You got to walk it. Hallelujah.
Right.
You got to live it. You got to do it.
Right.
You know, and if you don't, then look. If we're going to talk about what happens when
right.
you don't do it.
Right.
So I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Yeah.
But it says, you know, live like you belong to the
yeah.
king.
Yeah.
You are part of a royal priesthood.
Yeah. Right.
And holy nation.
That's right.
A peculiar people.
That's
thank you,
right.
Jesus.
Right.
So you got to show forth the praises
right.
of him which has called you out of darkness.
That's
into
right.
his marvelous
that's
light.
Right.
Hallelujah. You got to show.
Yep.
You know, it's not what comes out of our mouth.
Jesus.
But sometimes it's just how we live.
Yes. Right. Right.
You know, how we, when we are in the store and we don't complain.
Right. Right.
You know, how, it's just the choices that we make.
Yes.
You don't have to talk so much,
right.
you know, about your holiness.
Right.
You just got to live your holiness. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, and somebody said that, you know, the only Bible that some people read is your own life.
Right.
You know, your own life can
right.
it can be the only, the word.
Right.
So you need to be the living word.
Jesus.
You need the word living down inside of you.
Right.
So this is what we mean when we say walk worthy
right.
of Jesus.
Right.
Walk worthy of he who has called you out of darkness.
Yes.
He has called your name.
Yep.
He sought you out. Hallelujah. He desired that you might be saved.
Right.
And you answered the call.
Yes.
So now you got to live it.
Yes.
But if we want to please Jesus now with our parents, all we have to do is we can, you know, get a good education.
Right.
You know, we kind of try to stay out of trouble. And, you know, those things, that makes our natural parents happy.
Right.
You know, but when you please in Jesus,
right.
the scripture says that without faith it is impossible
to
please
him.
Jesus.
Right.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is.
Yes.
And that he is a rewarder of
yes.
them that diligently seek him.
That's right.
So you got to come with Jesus with some faith.
Right.
You got to be able to believe in what you can't see.
Right.
You got to believe that Jesus is able, that Jesus yes. is.
Right.
That Jesus is yes. what? That Jesus is.
Yeah.
That he is.
Right.
That, you know, because some people say, no, it's God, it's somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Jesus is.
Right.
Yes.
We got to believe that
yes.
Jesus is God,
yep.
that Jesus is able
yep.
to do whatever it is that we
yes.
need.
Right.
Yes.
We got to believe.
That's right.
So we have to come with that faith.
Yep.
And the Living Bible says that faith is a confident assurance.
Yep.
Right.
That something we want is
right.
going to happen.
Yes.
It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for
right.
us.
Right.
Even though we cannot
yes.
see it up ahead.
Yes.
So we've got to be able to have faith and believe that what we are waiting for,
yes.
whatever your thing is that you are waiting for,
right.
and for all of us, we're waiting for the completion of our salvation,
right.
being eternal life,
yep.
hallelujah,
yep.
being caught up to
yep.
meet Jesus
yep.
in the rapture. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. So he said that we got to believe
yes.
that what we hope for is waiting for
right.
us. Even
yes.
though we cannot see it
yes.
up ahead,
right.
we got to know that it's there.
Yes.
We got to know that whatever that prayer request that you are asking and waiting and believing the Lord Jesus Christ that he's able to do,
Jesus.
You can't give up hope on
right.
that thing. Hallelujah.
Right.
You can't stop.
Yep.
You can't stop praying and Jesus. Saying, well, it hasn't happened yet.
Jesus.
But I got to stay there.
Right.
And I got to wait on Jesus.
Right.
The scripture says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
All right.
So if you continue to wait, the Lord will renew you.
Yes, he will.
He'll renew that waiting in you, thank you, Jesus. And you'll be able to go through.
Right.
So in our scripture today, in Colossians, where it says that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing.
Right.
It says being fruitful in every good work,
yes,
and increasing in the knowledge of God.
Right.
So all of these, there's lots of things here that Paul is giving us,
right,
in terms of what we need to do,
right,
to walk worthy.
Right.
You know, so we want to get into the scripture.
Yes.
Because Paul is giving us exactly what we need right here.
Right.
What we need to do in order to please Jesus,
that's
we must
right
first start with faith.
Yes.
And then there's some other things that we must do.
That's right.
It's first in verse 9, we got to be able to understand what the Lord's will is
right
in our lives.
Yep.
So he says he wants us to understand what the will of the Lord is,
yes,
for my life.
Right.
So that's first.
Right.
Okay, so first, I need to understand my purpose.
Right.
You know, so when I say his will,
right,
what is his intention for me?
Right.
What is his purpose for me?
Right.
Why am I here?
Why am I here?
I need to understand that.
Yes.
And it's right here in the word.
Yes.
And then he says to be fruitful in every good work,
right,
in verse 10.
All right.
So then we got to bear some fruit.
Right.
We got to, and the scripture says much fruit, but
yep,
we're going to talk about that.
Right.
So it says we got to be fruitful in every good work.
Yes.
Then in verse 10 it says, and increase or grow in the knowledge of God.
That's right.
So we got to do some study.
Yes.
We got to understand who it is that we serve.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
So once we understand our purpose,
right,
why are we here?
Right.
And what we are supposed to do to
that's
be fruitful in every good work,
right,
then we got to understand who we serve.
Right.
And next, we've got to be strengthened,
yep,
verse 11, that we might endure,
right,
that we might be able to go through.
Right.
Because we got to know Jesus
right
in the power of his resurrection,
yes,
and the fellowship
right
of his suffering.
Right.
So that means we're going to have to go through
right
suffering.
That's right, sister.
And then lastly, it says, and then we got to be able to give thanks.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We got to be able to Jesus give thanks.
Jesus.
And these are all the things, and there's other things, but these are the things that really stuck out to me in terms of how we can walk worthy
right
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. Right.
Walk worthy of the calling
right
that he has called each and every one of us
that's
to
right
live a holy life.
Right.
So when we talk about understanding Jesus' will for our lives, like we said, it's a future plan or intention, a purpose or his desire.
Right.
Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed thee in the belly,
yep,
I knew thee.
Yes.
And before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee.
Yes.
And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation.
That's right.
So before, that this is talking about Jeremiah,
right,
but we can take it just for our own selves.
Right. Yeah.
Before I was formed in the belly,
right,
Jesus knew me.
Yes.
Before you were formed in the belly,
right,
Jesus already had you in mind.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Jesus. In the Full Life Study Bible, it says, before Jeremiah was born, God had already determined, that's Jesus,
right,
that he would be a prophet.
Yes.
Just as God had a life plan for Jeremiah,
yep, yep,
so he does for every person.
That's
right.
That's
you and me.
Yep.
And as for his goal for us is to live according to his will.
Right.
And to allow him to fulfill his plan in us.
Right.
Then now that's understanding Jesus' will for us.
Right.
So it says, as with Jeremiah, living according to Jesus' plan may involve suffering.
Right.
Nevertheless, Jesus always works for our greatest
right.
good.
Yep.
So no matter what we have to go through,
right.
no matter what Jesus' plan
Jesus.
Is for your life,
right.
for my life, thank you, Jesus, I know that all things will work together for my good.
Right.
Thank you,
right.
Jesus.
Right.
All I got to do is live and serve Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. All I have to do is just stand on His word.
Right.
Wait on His promises.
Yes,
because He promised, hallelujah,
yep.
that He would make a way of escape from
right.
every temptation.
Right.
He promised that He would make a way of escape that I may be able to bear it.
Right.
So but you got to know what the promises are
yes.
in order to hold on to the promise.
That's right.
You
got to
know what He said.
That's right.
And it's in His word.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yep.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Jeremiah 29:11-13
yep.
says, "For I know the thoughts
yep.
that I think yes. towards
yes.
you, saith the Lord,
yes.
thoughts of peace
yes.
and not of evil,
yes.
to give
yes.
you an expected
yes.
end."
Right.
The Lord Jesus Christ desires to give us an expected
yes.
end.
Right.
He desires to give us hope and a future.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. But we got to belong to Jesus
yes,
Christ in
right.
order to have that hope
right.
and that future.
Yes, right.
You know, we can talk about it,
yes.
but are we living
are
it?
Living.
We got to be doers. We got
yes,
to live
yes,
it.
Jesus.
That's the walking part.
Right.
I got to walk worthy.
Right.
That's every day.
Yes.
I've got to be able to walk on the promises of the Lord Jesus
right.
Christ. I've got to bring my faith with me.
Yes.
Because sometimes the devil is going to stand up like a natural man.
Right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. But I got to know that Jesus Christ is able to deliver me
right.
from all that the devil has.
Right.
He's able to deliver.
Yes.
He fights my battle.
Right.
I don't have to do it.
Jesus.
I just thank the Lord because, you know, you hear a lot of things,
right.
and people say, you know, some battles they want to fight.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to fight.
Jesus,
just take care of me, Jesus.
Jesus yes.
I believe
Lord,
that Jesus.
Jesus
is a provider.
Yes,
and I thank the Lord for being my provider.
Yes.
So I don't have to fight
right.
in order to get whatever it is.
Right.
Jesus has it
right.
waiting for me,
right.
even though I cannot see it up ahead.
Right.
That's our faith.
Yes.
We've
Jesus.
Got to believe Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
1 Timothy 2:4 says, who will have all men to be saved
yes.
and to come into the knowledge of the truth.
Yep.
This is Jesus' will.
Yes.
If you want to know what the Lord Jesus Christ's will is for your life,
right.
His will is that all men be saved
yep.
and to come into the knowledge of the truth.
Right.
But some men love darkness
yes.
rather than light.
That's true.
Because their deeds are evil.
Yes.
So, you know, you can bring the truth
yep.
to some. And but they'd rather stay in darkness.
Right.
They rather stay in darkness.
Right.
But His will for you
yes.
is that you be saved.
Right.
That is the will of the Lord
yes.
Jesus Christ.
Lord.
He desires that every last person on the face of the earth
yep.
be saved.
Be saved.
And if it's anywhere else,
yep.
they can be saved
yep.
too.
Yep.
But you got to believe.
Right.
You got to come with faith.
Right.
You
got to
know that when you call on the name of the Lord,
yes.
hallelujah, you will be saved.
Right.
You got to believe.
Yes.
And when you call on the name of the Lord,
and it
hasn't happened yet,
right.
then you keep calling.
Right.
Because He said, hallelujah,
yep.
that whosoever shall call
yep.
on the name of the Lord
yep.
shall be saved.
Yep.
You shall be saved.
Yes.
So that means you got to just wait.
Yep.
That's your faith.
That's your faith.
And that's the trial of your faith.
Right.
Right, right.
That's so
the,
true.
The next thing is to increase in the knowledge of God.
Yes.
Meaning to understand who we serve.
Yes.
And the promises that He has given to each and every one of us if we obey Him.
Right.
Okay? So we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Who said in Matthew 11:28-30, he said, "Come unto me, all ye
yep.
that labor
yes.
and are heavy laden,
yes.
and I will give you rest."
Yes.
This is the God that we serve.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
This is the God that I serve.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. He said, "Come unto me,
yes.
all ye
yep.
that labor This, so you go, everybody. It says, come unto me.
Yes.
So where it says, all ye that labor, everybody.
Yep.
Come unto me, all ye that labor. That's
right.
All of us.
Yep.
This is the plight of mankind.
Right.
This is what happened.
Right.
Apart from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. Right.
So just understand that apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, you have nothing to look forward to except
Jesus,
to be born,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
To labor,
yep.
to suffer,
yep.
to experience some temporary pleasure,
uh-huh.
and then to leave it all and die.
Yeah.
That's all you have to look forward to.
Jesus.
I thank the Lord for the hope that we have that's within us.
Yes,
hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. That in the resurrection we might be rose, we might rise again. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. It says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So when you think about a yoke is like it's a device that you fasten around the neck of two animals. And it brings them together to be able to carry some load that's behind them,
right?
So Jesus is saying, take my yoke upon you.
Right.
So we want to make sure that we are yoked up to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
And when you think about with the animals, they don't have a choice.
Right.
They are yoked. The yoke is placed on them.
Right.
And they have to be obedient to that master.
Right.
But Jesus is saying, you take my yoke.
Right.
He's asking us.
Right.
He's begging us, hallelujah,
to
come to him to take his yoke upon us. Let him help us carry that load.
Because
he said his yoke is easy. And his burden is light. And you don't have much to carry.
Right.
You don't have anything to carry.
Right.
If you are yoked with the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have anything to carry. Thank you, Jesus. His burden is light.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we have to make a decision to yoke up with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we can sit here and we can try to carry it, and we can try to do it. We can try to make it by ourselves. We can try to figure it out, and we'll be somewhere depressed. You know, Jesus has given us the answer. He has given us the way out. You know, but hallelujah. But some people just rather be in darkness.
Yes.
They rather carry the load themselves.
Right.
When we have the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of the Lord Jesus Christ. Learn how when the trouble comes and the storm begin to rise, how he's a deliverer.
Right.
How he's a way maker.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Learn
how he gives you peace in the midst of the storm.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But you got to learn. You got to yoke up with him.
Right.
You got to get next to Jesus.
That's right.
And you got to allow him to lead and guide you.
That's right.
Because when you are yoked, when you are in the yoke, then you are no longer determining your destination.
Right.
There's someone else
that
is determining your destination
and
having you to go here, there, and do this and that.
Right.
So this is, we have to be able to give up our will.
Right.
We have to be able to give up our thoughts and our mindset about how things should be and which way we should be going.
Right.
Because Jesus, let Jesus lead and guide us.
Yes.
You know, let him do it. Thank you, Jesus. And once we let him do it, then he said his yoke is easy. His yoke is easy. He's not going to be jerking you over here, jerking you over there, and giving you this heavy load to carry. He said his burden is light.
You don't have
anything to worry about.
Jesus.
If you just try Jesus.
Right.
And this is what he is saying. And this is how we walk worthy of the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to submit.
Yes.
Let his will be done in our lives.
Jesus.
You know, it's not my will.
Right.
And even the Lord Jesus Christ had to surrender.
Right.
His will.
Yes, he did.
He said, nevertheless, mm-hmm. not my will, but thy will be done.
Yes.
So we have to, we got to have those moments in our lives.
Because yes.
There's some things that we may want to go this or that way, but nevertheless,
yep.
not my will, but thy will be done.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah. And as leaders, we have to set the example for others.
Right.
So we have to be, we can't be all fretful and complaining and trying to jerk, you know, when the instruction is given and jerking over there when the instruction is given.
Right.
We have to submit.
Yes.
Submit to the will of the Lord Jesus Christ in my life.
Yes.
The Lord Jesus Christ has put those whom he has chosen in my life over me. And I must be obedient.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So, you know, as leaders, we got to start. You got to start with yourself.
Right.
Look at what Jesus did.
Right.
He did it. He had to submit to himself.
Yes.
So don't think that he was talking to the Father.
Right.
And the Father was somewhere else.
Right.
He was talking to the Father.
Right.
Himself.
Right.
The Father.
Right.
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is God.
Yes.
In 1 Corinthians 15:58, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable,
always
abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So think about that. We all going to have to labor.
Right.
We all going to have to suffer.
Right.
We all of these things, yes, we do have to do these things.
Right.
But if you're working for Jesus, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But you got to be working for Jesus.
Right.
Yes.
You know, because we can get so busy working for the man, working for this person, working for that person. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Your labor is in vain.
Yes.
But if you're working for Jesus, hallelujah, your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah, Jesus. He desired that you haven't expected it.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. If you're working for Jesus, but you got to put in the work.
Yes.
You got to be a doer of the work.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
You got to live for Jesus.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
It said we also have to be fruitful in every good work.
That's true.
So that means you got to produce something.
Yeah, right.
You know, even on your job, you got to
produce
something.
That's right.
I mean, you got to do something.
That's right.
You know, so when you think about working for Jesus, well, what are you doing?
Right.
Like, are you just sitting around watching everybody else
watching
do? Because, I mean, you know, if Jesus sat down with each and every one of us personally, as our supervisor sit down with us and give us our performance appraisal.
Right.
What is it going to look
what
like?
What is it going to look like?
You know, hallelujah, Jesus. Are you performing?
Are you performing?
You know, are you producing anything?
Jesus.
Or are you giving them a headache? Hallelujah, Jesus. We always wonder where you are. Why are you late? You know, when you think about it, well, I mean, this is what happened. You always late for work. You never there on time. And then when you're there, you're not doing nothing. I mean, it's the same with church. We got to be doing stuff. You got to be working for Jesus. Because he said your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We got to be working for Jesus. Because that work out there, it's profiting you nothing. It profits you nothing. Thank you, Jesus. But he says that he promised us and expected in if we serve and live for him. So Matthew 7:17-20, it says, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit.
Yes, it does.
A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit.
Yep.
Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit shall ye know them. Okay? So this is what Jesus is saying here. You got to figure out what kind of fruit are you producing.
Right.
So you can be producing a lot of things.
Yep.
But if it's not profitable,
right,
if it's not for the kingdom, if it's not good,
right,
then it's profiting you nothing.
Yes.
Okay, so we have to be able to produce good fruit.
Yes.
But he says that only good trees can produce good fruit.
Right.
So if you find yourself
yep.
producing evil fruit, then perhaps you need to check your tree.
Yep.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Is the tree good?
Is the tree good?
Because an evil tree, a corrupt tree, cannot bring forth good fruit. It can't happen.
Right.
So we got to check our own tree.
Yes.
You got to check your tree.
Yep.
I got to check my tree.
Right.
What kind of fruit am I producing?
That's right.
You know, and this is a personal journey.
Yes,
because I want to be able to make it in.
Yep.
It's my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
So I got to check my own tree.
Right.
I can't tell
Jesus,
you about what's happening on your tree.
Right.
I mean, but it does say, wherefore, by their fruit shall you know them.
Yep.
You look at that fruit, and you can tell what kind of tree.
Right.
You know, you don't have to say a word.
John 15:1
through 5, it says, Jesus Christ is saying this, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away.
Yes, he does.
And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges. I mean, you're going to have to go through something.
Yes.
That it may bring forth more fruit.
That's right.
Now ye are clean through the words which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, that's Jesus Christ, ye can do nothing. So Jesus Christ, he's just putting us in our place right here. Because man can think that they are so much.
Right.
And me and my tree, we got it going on.
Yep.
You know, my tree is good.
Yep.
But Jesus is saying that you can't produce anything without the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He said a branch can't bear fruit of itself. You can't bear fruit out of your own self.
Right.
You got to abide in the vine.
Right.
So you got to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You have to be connected.
Yes.
That's what he said. We have to be connected with the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know, and how are we connected with the Lord Jesus Christ? He says, if verse 10, if ye keep my commands, ye shall abide in my love.
Right.
So are we doing what Jesus Christ says for us to do?
Right.
Are we doing the word?
That's right.
Are we living the life?
That's
are we walking the walk?
Right.
Are we walking worthy of what the Lord Jesus Christ has called for us?
Right.
Or do we just have a lot of lip service?
Right. Yeah.
You know, because when you think about it, when you hear people with a lot of lip service, you don't even want to hear it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even, you know, it's just like yak, yak, yak. Okay, so that's the way we sound to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
When we give a lot of lip service, it says that these people, they draw nigh to me with their lips.
Right.
But it says, but their heart is far from me. Hallelujah.
Yep.
So where is your heart?
Where's your heart?
What is your heart toward the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you sincerely desire to live for him?
Jesus.
Or do you desire to give a lot of lip service that you might be caught up in the pride of life?
Right.
So people can think that you are living a holy life.
Right.
So we want to make sure that we're not caught up in the pride,
Jesus.
You know, that comes with being a good person.
Right.
You know, and talking about all my good works. All of my fruit.
Yeah.
Which I create.
Yeah.
And I made myself.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it was me.
Right.
Yeah, I did it.
Yep.
So we want to make sure that we stay away from that.
Right.
So when it says be fruitful in every good work, it just means to be quiet, to be quietly waiting on the salvation of the Lord, doing His word, just doing the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have to boast.
Yo.
We don't have to boast it. All we got to do is live.
Yes.
That's all Jesus Christ
Thank
is
you.
Calling for us to do. If you are called by His name, then act like it.
Right.
He wants us to live like it.
Right.
Don't give lip service.
Right.
You know, because it means nothing. And He knows the heart.
Right.
He does know the heart.
Yes, he
so, and He knows when our lips are yakking, but our heart is far from Him.
Right. Yes.
He already knows.
Yep.
But He said, if we just keep His commandments, then we can be connected.
Yes.
We can abide in His love.
Yes.
Next, He said, to be strengthened. Again, to be strengthened. That we might endure.
Right.
So like we said, we're going to all have to go through
That's
something.
That's true, everybody.
But Isaiah 40, 28-31, it says, hast thou not known?
Yep.
This is like, I just love this because it's kind of like an extra read all about it.
Right.
You know, it's like, hast thou not known?
Right.
Hast thou not heard?
Right.
You know, don't you know
yes.
who you serve?
Right.
It says that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary.
No, he's not.
It says there is no searching of his understanding.
Right.
He gives power to the faith.
Yes, he does.
Jesus. And to them that have no might, he increases strength.
Yes, he does.
So it says we got to be strengthened that we might endure.
Right.
So he already knows that we have a little strength.
Right.
He already knows that we don't have very much strength.
Right.
So, but it says, he's telling us, if you read his word, he says that he giveth power to the faith.
Yep.
And to them that have no might, and he knows who you are and who I am, that have no might, it says he increases strength. It says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Meaning those that you would perceive that they would be able to take it. They can't even take it. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So, but we got to wait on Jesus.
Right.
We have to wait on Jesus. Jesus is a provider.
Right.
But he provides in his time.
Right.
And there's a lesson that he's teaching us on the way there.
Right.
So, but we want to kind of rush through the lesson and try to get, you know, the quick A.
Right.
And we're going to end up failing.
Right.
So we don't want to rush the lesson. Just let it. Just let Jesus do it.
Right.
Let Jesus provide.
Yes.
Let him make a way out of nowhere.
That's right.
You don't have to make the way.
Nope.
You don't have to do it.
Right.
You don't have to say a word. Jesus. We open our mouths and he speaks for us.
Right.
So we don't, there's nothing that we have to do. Again, he said, his yoke is easy.
Yes.
And his burden is light. But we got to lean and depend on him.
Right.
We got to be able to let him do it.
Right.
So yes, we will be strengthened that we might endure.
Right.
Because the burden that we are carrying is light.
Yes.
So yeah, we can go through.
Right.
We can do it, and it's not too hard.
Jesus.
You know, but when you try to carry it, it's hard.
Yeah.
And you can't do it.
Yep.
So you're right.
Yep.
1 Peter 4:12-13, it says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. It says, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. So the things that we have to go through, Don't think that is strange, because that's a part of the life of a saint, that we might understand him in his own suffering, through our own suffering.
That's right.
And through our suffering, we're able to see how he delivers.
Right.
Well, he's able to prove to us over and over again how he delivers, how he heals, how he makes ways, how he opens doors.
Right.
If the door wasn't shut, you couldn't see that he opens doors.
Right.
So you got to have some doors shut in your face first.
Right. Yep.
You know, so these are the things. Jesus has to be able to that his glory, might, that he might get the glory out of the situation.
That's right.
It's that he might get the glory.
That's
so
right.
So when these things happen, don't think that it's strange.
Right. Right.
Don't think that it's well, why me?
Yep.
Well, yeah, why not you?
Right.
I mean, yeah, don't think that it's strange. It's not strange.
Right. Right.
This is what you are supposed to go through as a good soldier.
Yes.
You got to be able to go through.
Right.
2 Corinthians 12 and 7, it says, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. The messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure.
Yep.
So sometimes Jesus has to bring us down low in order for us to understand who we are and who he is.
Yes.
So then he allows for these things to happen for my good.
Yes.
It says that I might not be exalted above measure.
Yep.
That I might not think that I will be like the Most High God.
Right.
You know, that I won't be thinking that I, you know, all up in my pride of life.
Yes.
So, yeah, Jesus allows things to happen.
Right.
But it's that I might be able to have strength to endure
and
have a testimony.
Right.
Because when he delivers, then you gotta acknowledge him.
Yes.
It says acknowledge him, hallelujah, and he will direct your path.
Right.
You gotta acknowledge Jesus in everything.
Yes.
You gotta thank Jesus. You gotta acknowledge who he is and how he has delivered.
You gotta be able to
tell somebody.
Yes.
You know, because that testimony is powerful for other people to be able to encourage others who might be going through.
Right.
But then they got to have their own faith too.
Yep.
You can talk until you're blue in the face.
Right.
But sometimes you just have to go through for yourself.
Right.
It's a personal thing.
It's a personal, that's right.
Finally, we're talking about that this is all of the things that Paul has said that we must do in order to walk worthy of the calling of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
And finally it says, be thankful.
Right.
And this is actually my favorite part.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. It's all good.
Yes.
But I just thank Jesus for the opportunity to be thankful.
Yes.
To say, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I want to be able to say it as loud as I can.
Yes.
I don't want to be like,
that's it.
Right.
You know, Jesus gave me
Right.
You know, you don't want to whisper it.
Right.
No, you want to shout it from the rooftop.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's
I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you because you did it.
Jesus.
You did it for me.
Right.
You proved yourself in my life.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You got to be able to give it.
Yes.
Just as fervently as you received it.
Yes.
You got to give
you
it
back.
So we got to be excited.
Yes.
You know, when it's time to praise the Lord, be thankful.
Yes.
And that thankful should come out.
Yes.
That thankfulness should come out in my praise.
In my praise.
In my enthusiasm.
Yes.
Enthusiasm to get and be among the saints.
Right.
That thankfulness, it should show.
Yes.
Like, I don't have to say I'm thankful.
Right.
I can live how I'm thankful.
Yes.
I thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, you've been so good to me.
Right.
Nobody but you, Jesus.
Right.
And I show Jesus that by keeping him first in my
life.
You know, nothing else matters.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I can walk away when my family or my friends don't want to serve Jesus.
Right.
I got to serve.
Yes.
As for me, be in my house.
Right.
You know, we got the Lord. So we have to make up in our own mind that we have to be thankful no matter what anybody else does. Because sometimes we got to figure out who's going to be there.
Right.
You know, well, who's coming?
Right.
Who's gone?
Yeah.
Who cares? Are you going to be there?
Right.
I mean, you got to be there.
Right.
You know, when you get there, you'll find out who they
are. Right.
And it don't even matter. Because, you know, this is your personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
So we can do it, try to be a committee and try to, but you know what? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I just got me.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
You know, because as for me, I got to serve Jesus.
Right. Right.
And I prayed in my house.
Yeah.
But you know what? I got to keep moving.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Good. Psalms 105 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him.
Yes.
Sing songs unto him.
That's right.
Talk ye of his wondrous works.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yep.
So these are the things that we can do.
Right.
When we want to say we are doers of his word. Yes. Are we doing these things?
Right.
Are we giving thanks unto the Lord?
Yes.
Are we calling upon his name?
Yes.
Are we making known when he blesses me?
When he blesses me.
You know, when he delivers me.
Yes.
Or do I just have a testimony one time a year or watch night?
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, Jesus haven't done nothing all year.
Jesus.
And you just have a testimony one time.
Jesus.
I mean, Jesus woke you up.
Yes.
I hope he did something else after that.
Right.
So there's plenty of things to thank Jesus for.
Right. That's right.
And we don't have to, it's not like you like to hear yourself talking, but you want Jesus to be pleased.
Right.
It's all about pleasing Jesus.
That's true.
That he might get the glory.
That's true.
Psalms 107 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes.
For he is good.
Yes.
For his mercy endureth forever. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yes.
And this goes right back to our text scripture in Colossians.
Yep.
The first chapter, verse 14.
Yep.
It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin.
Yes.
So only the redeemed,
only
the saints can say so.
Yes.
Only the saints can thank the Lord.
Yes.
You know, to be able to say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. No one has that testimony but the saints, but the redeemed. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. So he has given us, he suffered, he bled, he died on the cross. He paid a terrible price to be able to give us a right to the tree of life. To be able to fix that mistake that Adam, that mistake that Adam and Eve made way back in the garden.
Right.
He made that way for us.
Yes, he
redeemed us.
Yes, he did.
So the least that we can do is to praise his holy name.
That's right.
To give thanks unto him.
That's right.
To talk of his wondrous work.
That's right.
To glory in his holy name.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right. He's so good to each and every one of us.
Yes,
he said he even reigns on the just. So we all have a testimony.
Yes, we do.
You don't have to be saved and testify of the goodness of the Lord. He has been good to each and every one of us. Hallelujah. All you got to do is just be thankful. Psalms 34:1-3 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. This is what we want to do. We want to magnify and praise the Lord together. Hallelujah. The group, the congregation, in the congregation of the saints, to be up to him.
Yes.
And it's like, yes,
right.
I'm pleased.
Right.
This is my child.
That's
of
right.
whom I am well pleased.
That's right.
Because I'm walking worthy
right.
of the calling that Jesus
That's
Christ has
right.
for me
That's
in
right.
my life.
Yep.
So whatever that I'm doing,
yep.
whether I'm on my job,
yep.
whether I'm in the grocery store,
yes.
whether I'm behind the wheel in my car,
right.
helping Jesus.
Right.
You know, wherever I may be,
yes.
whether I'm interacting with my family,
yes.
I have to continue
yes.
to walk
worthy.
Hallelujah.
That's
of the calling that the Lord Jesus Christ has,
right.
has called me, because he has called me out of darkness.
Yes.
He desires that I no more walk in darkness, but have the light of life. He desires that I live for him.
Yes.
I have to forsake all of those old ways.
Right.
That old man wants
yes.
to try to come back.
Yes, he does.
That old man wants to try to get stirred up
yes,
in me to keep me off my
yes.
walk.
Jesus.
To take my walk away from
yes,
me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I got to continue.
Got to
and you got to continue.
Right.
We all must continue
right.
to walk worthy
right.
of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is worthy. Hallelujah,
yes, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. He redeemed us with his
yes,
blessed
yes,
blood.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the least that we can do is to praise and serve
right.
him,
yes.
to live for him.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's
just
right.
to run on
yes, yes.
and not look back.
Right.
1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, and in everything,
yes,
give
yes,
thanks,
Jesus.
For this is the will of God
will.
In Christ Jesus
concerning
you.
Right.
Hallelujah. So whatever the Lord Jesus Christ has for me,
right.
I got to say thank you.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
I got to thank him. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm grateful, Lord
yes.
Jesus Christ. You're worthy of all the praise,
right.
the honor, and the glory.
Right.
Hallelujah. We
yes.
just thank the Lord for
yes.
all that he has
yes.
given us.
Jesus.
Because he is so worthy.
Yes.
He has done so much.
Yes.
If you just look back and,
yep.
and just think
yep.
of what Jesus has done for you.
Right.
And I just truly thank the Lord for your testimony.
Right.
You know how Jesus, he's worthy of the praise.
Yes.
And you can see how what your life could be
right.
if you had continued
right.
to continue in darkness.
Right.
Because like we said, people love darkness
right.
rather
right.
than light. So,
yes.
yeah, because they need the right.
yep.
Yeah,
yep.
amen.
Yep.
So, you have to be that much
right.
more thankful.
That's right.
You got to be
right.
that much more determined
yes.
to live for Jesus.
Right.
To walk worthy.
Jesus.
To talk worthy.
Jesus.
To live worthy.
Right.
To understand what his will is for your life and
right.
to do it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah,
yep.
Jesus.
Yep.
You got to do it.
Yep.
So we can understand what his will is and we can walk away from that too.
Right.
But we got to do it.
Yep.
We got to make sure that we are all doers
of
the word and not hearers only.
Amen.
I want to be saved.
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 In this world, in this world.
Don't want to be lost.
Don't want to be lost.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to be saved.
I want to be saved.
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for the message of this evening. Jesus Christ.